Without any conscious plan, they had walked slowly into the pasture a few hundred yards, made a loop, and were headed back toward the house. Darkness came about them as they crossed the fence, with him pushing down the wire for her this time. She remembered the brandy. "I have some brandy, or would you like some coffee?"
"Is the possibility of both open?"
His words came out of the darkness. She knew he was smiling. As they came into the circle inscribed on grass and gravel by the yard light, she answered, "Of course," hearing the sound of something in her voice that worried her. It was the sound of easy laughter in the cafes of Naples. It was difficult finding two cups without some kind of chip on them, though she was sure that chipped cups were part of his life. She wanted perfect ones this time. The brandy glasses, two of them back in the cupboard, turned upside down, had never been used, like the brandy. She had to stretch on her tiptoes to reach them, and was aware of her wet sandals and the jeans stretched tight across her bottom. He sat on the same chair he had used before and watched her. The old ways coming into him again. He wondered how her hair would feel to his touch, how the curve of her back would fit his hand, how she would feel underneath him. The old ways, struggling against all that is learned, struggling against the propriety drummed in by centuries of culture, the hard rules of civilized man. He tried to think of something else, photography, or the road, or covered bridges, anything but how she looked just now. But he failed, and wondered again how it would feel to touch her skin, to put his belly against hers. The questions eternal, and always the same. The goddamned old ways, fighting toward the surface. He pounded them back, pushed them down, lit a camel, and breathed deeply. She could feel his eyes on her constantly, though his watching was circumspect, never obvious, never intrusive. She knew that he knew brandy had never been poured into those glasses, and with his Irishman's sense of the tragic, she also knew he felt something about such emptiness. Not pity. That was not what he was about. Sadness, maybe.